As we end the week, there's not yet a winner in the race for president. It's an election that's captivating a global audience.
There's a lot hanging on it, for sure.
We'll look at the worldwide reaction and how the results could change America's role in the world. Plus, stocks are largely rising as the election count continues. We'll take a closer look at where gains are happening during a critical week. It's Friday, November 6th. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. The ballot count is still taking place, with a tight focus on Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. Some margins have narrowed as more votes have been counted. Early this morning, updated numbers by the Associated Press showed Biden taking a slight lead over Trump in Georgia. According to the AP projection, Joe Biden stood 6 electoral votes away from the 270 needed to win the presidency. Biden spoke yesterday from Delaware.
In America, the vote is sacred. It's how people of this nation express their will. And it is the will of the voters. No one, not anything else, that chooses the President of the United States of America. So, each ballot must be counted. And that's what we're going to see going through now.
As the vote counting went on, we also heard from President Trump. He accused the Democrats of trying to steal the election. AP and major news networks have not declared a winner, and there has been no evidence of widespread fraud.
Democrat officials never believed they could win this election, honestly. I really believe that. That's why they did the mail-in ballots, where there's tremendous corruption and fraud going on.
The Trump campaign has taken legal action in multiple states, including Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Nevada. The lawsuits are getting mixed results so far. Hundreds of people supporting the Black Lives Matter movement marched through New York last night. There has been an uptick in street demonstrations nationwide following Election Day from supporters of both presidential candidates and various causes. There have been dozens of arrests in New York. The NYPD commissioner described protests there as peaceful overall. Law enforcement officials around the country had prepared for post-election unrest, but marches have largely happened without incident. The number of coronavirus cases in America is rising, with more than 120,000 confirmed cases Thursday. That's a nearly 20% jump from the record set a day earlier. We'll get an important look at the employment picture across America with the October jobs report today. We're expecting to see another month of job growth, but at a slower pace. We asked Journal labor economics reporter Eric Morath which sectors to watch.
One's going to be the airline industry, the transportation industry. We're going to be looking carefully at public school teachers and public school workers. We've seen a lot of school districts start the year virtually. Some have even pulled back after letting kids come to school. Now they pulled back. We want to see if that very important sector is being impacted. And on the positive side, we're going to be looking at things such as the warehousing sector and like the truck transportation and courier sectors to see how many jobs are being gained in association with e-commerce, especially with the holidays coming up.
We'll have full coverage of the jobs report and the context on WSJ.com. U.S. stocks have been surging after Election Day. Our markets columnist, Rochelle Teplinski, explains why investors have been so optimistic amid the election uncertainty.
Like all of us, traders are working through the U.S. election and what it means for markets as the counting still continues. Nothing seems finalized, but yesterday, markets seemed to be adjusting to the fact that a blue wave now seems very unlikely, as Republicans seem to have won enough seats to fend off Democrats' ambitions for a Senate majority, while Democrats are likely to remain in charge of the House. Traders are reacting to the likelihood that divided government means that if Joe Biden does become president, he won't be able to deliver on a number of his more ambitious plans. Tech stocks also had a big rally, as the likelihood of tougher regulations seems to be fleeting. Questions remain about when and how big any new stimulus package might be, as it's unclear how much of last month's wrangling was just pre-election posturing.
The fate of the U.S. election isn't just a concern in America. World leaders also have a lot riding on this. We'll get the global view on where things stand after the break. As Americans keep close watch of the unfolding election results, so does the rest of the world. Who wins will have consequences for America's relationship with allies and rivals. Let's get some insight into the global perspective with the journalist Stephen Fidler in London. He's covered international affairs from Washington and around the world. Glad you're here, Stephen. Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
So, Stephen, there is certainly natural curiosity surrounding the election. But from your vantage point in Europe, I would think organizations such as NATO and the EU want some resolution because whomever is president could have a role in their future decision making.
Well, that's definitely true. The United States is the most important partner that these countries have, certainly in the security field, but also enormously important across things like trade and the economy and that kind of thing. So, you know, people are watching the US election very closely. They would like a resolution. I don't think many of them would be pleased with the uncertainty around the electoral process that's been generated. And all of us are watching this very closely. Trump is somebody who doesn't see alliances as strengthening America in the same way that Biden, you know, has a long history of international relations, studying them, and once chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and that kind of thing. So it's still up in the air, and there's a lot hanging on it for sure. I mean, you know, one of the important things for Europe is the Iran nuclear deal. And I think you would have a Biden administration certainly looking at that again and deciding, you know, possibly deciding it isn't something it wants to kill, and would look at that again and see whether it wants to enter it in on some basis. So that's obviously another important foreign policy issue that from the European standpoint would be kind of easier if Trump gives way to Biden.
Let's focus on China for a moment and how China is viewing this, the state of flux in the U.S., because the relationship with China is a difficult balance. There is the trade issue, there is technology, even the South China Sea.
I think possibly China is the place where you would see least change in the approach of the U.S. under Biden versus Trump. So I don't think Biden would make use of the trade measures and tariffs and this kind of thing that Trump has. I think you'd see that more generally, a lot less of that under a Biden presidency. You'd see, you know, in general, a much more kind of multilateral approach. They'd be the block that Trump has put on the judges in the WTO system, I think Biden would lift. So I think you'd see less adversarial approach on trade, although I don't think it's not an issue that's going to go away. And a Biden administration would be aware of that. But I do think there is a concern over technology that would remain, and security, and the much more assertive Chinese approach to foreign policy that we've seen under Xi, the Chinese leader.
Stephen Fidler in London. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And that's what's news for this Friday. Go to WSJ.com and our app anytime for the latest on politics, business, and more. And we post a brand new podcast tonight. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.